Survivor's ready. Whoa, not go. Whoa. Week 13 really eliminated a significant number of people at Circa, in my pool, and across most Survivor Eliminator pools. I mean, the damage done by the Steeler loss as well as the Jaguar loss significantly impacts who can win your Survivor or Eliminator pools and when that winner will be crowned. We just jumped really to the end of the season with what happened on Sunday and on Monday. The Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service can mean family law. Full service can mean child support adjustment. Full service can mean divorce. Full service also means the elimination of permanent alimony, because as of July 1st, 2023, in the state of Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law the elimination of permanent alimony. If you are paying or have been paying permanent alimony in the state of Florida, reach out to Brandon Legal Group, because the law now is on your side to pay a different type of alimony or have it eliminated altogether. 813-902-3576 or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com to request a free consultation. Stop paying permanent alimony. BrandonLegalGroup.com. My email for Survivor Eliminator purposes is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. For just the third time in the previous 13 weeks, my analysis that I did, cross-sectioning win totals with spreads using multiple books in August and no factors actually on the field within the season, had a loser. It was Pittsburgh in week 13, and Arizona came into Heinz Field and defeated Mike Tomlin. Big game for James Conner, Steelers latest to lose a starting quarterback in Kenny Pickett, who went down in just the second game without Matt Canada. A couple of weather delays in that game, just not Pittsburgh's day. Roughly 30% in Circa go down on that. A similar percentage go down on the Jaguars on Monday night, where Trevor Lawrence doesn't finish the game, but word on Tuesday morning is it's not awful in terms of season-ending injury or career-ending injury with Lawrence. It looked really bad. But Jags lose at home to the Bengals and their backup quarterback, who looks like he just made a lot of money. I looked up his contract. He's under contract for this year. I think he's a ERFA. But John Browning may have made a lot of money last night, considering how desperate teams are for quarterbacks. And let's face it, Cincinnati has their guy in Joe Burrow. They just got to wait until next year to get him back on the field. So Browning, who's already been involved with, what, almost two dozen NFL transactions, is going to be involved with one more. There's going to be a price tag on it. I have to explore. I think the Bengals could do a sort of a sign and trade type thing there or get some compensation. Getting off the topic. But Jaguars losing and Steelers losing causes major chaos appropriate for college football playoff weekend as it relates to Survivor and Eliminator pools. So for those of you, and I'm not one of them, still alive going into week 14, let's explore the updated spreads, money lines, and potential availability as we are getting near the end. This is as of 12 noon Eastern Time Tuesday, and I'm reading from Patrick Everson, senior sports betting reporter's weekly comment, weekly column, NFL odds, week 14 line spreads, betting trends for every game. Biggest favorite, money line favorite as of this broadcast, Dolphins at home on Monday night. It's one of two Monday night games. Minus 900 at home against the Titans amidst talk. Derrick Henry may not be available for that game. Conflicting information on whether or not he was in protocol as of Tuesday morning. Don't imagine many have the Dolphins left. Some might have been saving them potentially for that late home game against the Jets, but here is a spot where you can use them in as a 9-1 money line favorite against the Titans. If you have the Niners left, most probably burn them early in the year, especially on that 3-game homestand or against the Buccaneers a couple weeks ago. They are a minus 560, which is a big number considering what the Seahawks just did, even in a loss to the Cowboys. It is a divisional game. Seahawks have had extra rest. Niners could have a bit of a letdown off the Eagles. This might be an overreaction. Gil Alexander talks about these on VSiN all the time. Seahawks getting 10.5 in a divisional game with extra rest, with the Niners off a big win at Philadelphia. I'd be more interested in the spread than I would be in playing the Niners outright in this spot. I don't think many have them for survivor purposes, but I think it's a bit of an overreaction there. Next biggest money line appears to be minus 330. No, it's minus 335. Packers on the road against the Giants at MetLife as the other Monday night game. The spread is 6.5. Packers are rolling. Giants have showed signs of life recently and are coming off a bye week. I would imagine many have the Packers to play. So, yeah. This game is in play. It is not a division game. It is a road game. The Packers have been red hot, but the Giants are coming off a bye. I believe the window to get Tyrod Taylor back out there just opened, although DeVito has been playing serviceable football. I'm not going to go overboard there. So we're going to see some action on the Packers on Monday night for those remaining in Survivor Leagues. We are. Next biggest money line is minus 330. It's the Ravens at home against the Rams going cross-country. Rams are playing good football. Sure, the Ravens could win this game by double digits, or it could be one of those games where Lamar just helps blow a double-digit fourth-quarter lead. I would imagine most have used the Ravens to this point, but we're going to see some action on them. It's a non-division game. Ravens are a better team than the Rams. Nobody questions that. I'm not questioning that. So we'll see some action on the Ravens this week. I would imagine there's more availability on the Ravens than there is on the top two, the Dolphins or the Packers. I would think more people have used the Ravens to this point. Dolphins or the 49ers. More people have used those two. Maybe not as many have used the Packers. So Packers and Ravens, I would say, are in play. Next biggest money line favorite is the Texans at the Jets. God, the over-under on this game is 33.5. Texans now down Tank Dell, although Nico Collins had a big game. Jets at this point basically are playing out the string. They haven't played well recently. Can you just trust how young the Texans are, or is this a dangerous spot? The Jets' last stand, to win a game in front of their home fans in impressive fashion with a month left, a little over a month left in the season. I would imagine there is some Texans availability out there, so we're going to see them. Some, it's not a division game. Some don't worry about the road element as much as I do, so we'll put that one up there. Then you get to Steelers minus 240 at home against New England. God, the over-under on that game is 30.5. Ooh, we're getting into Iowa Big Ten numbers with some of these totals. as the quarterbacks fall. Yeah, I like the Steelers in that game, but I like them against Arizona too. No, the Patriots aren't as good as Arizona is. Is this a Bailey Zappi versus Mitchell Trubisky game that we're watching on Thursday night? Yikes. But yeah, we'll see some action on the Steelers for people that didn't go out with them last week. Also, minus 240, the Saints. I can't trust that one. Don't do that. Don't take the Saints against Carolina. Just don't. I'm waiting for Carolina to just put Andy Dalton in, unless the owner and his wife have ordered the new coach not to do that, to play Bryce Young no matter what. The Saints just aren't good. I know the Panthers are bad, but the Saints just aren't good. That's not a team you can trust to win a game, especially if you've reached this week with the potential to win your pool on the line. And it doesn't seem like Carr's going to go. It would be a combination of Winston and Taysom Hill. And the Panthers did compete on the road against the Buccaneers, losing by 3. Don't play the Saints. Just don't. Don't risk it there. Anything else? A minus 200 or better? Doesn't look like it. We've got a dip down to Browns at home against the Jaguars, a minus 176. No. You want no part of that. Considering what's at stake. Lions on the road, minus 168 at the Bears. Scary part about that is Lions on the road. Don't know what the weather's going to be. Goff isn't as good on the road on grass. I trusted him last week, obviously, in a dome on the turf against the Saints. That worked out. Divisional opponent. Yeah. I don't imagine many have the Lions left to play. And on Thanksgiving, they took a bunch of people out who are still playing potentially that didn't go out with them. And Vikings on the road at Raiders at minus 164. Dobbs's recent games have not been as good. We may see Jefferson back in that game. Raiders have been competitive under their interim coach. That'd be a tough spot to play the Vikings. Why are the Chargers favored against the Broncos? Broncos are getting 2.5 and are a plus 130 money line at Brandon Staley and the Chargers. I don't agree with that. Chiefs at home against Bills. You can't trust the Chiefs right now, and most people use them earlier in the year. Cowboys, wow. Cowboys minus 174 at home against the Eagles. Most have used the Cowboys. But we might see a pick or two on Dallas there. And what else? Is anything else? Falcons at home against Buccaneers is playable. For those that don't, it won't be a lot, but there'll be a couple. At circa, the Buccaneers was the highest percentage choice that won. It was the number 3 choice. Granted, that's an anti-Carolina play. So who'd we already say plays Carolina this week? The Saints. So we are going to see some people on the Saints this week at home against the Panthers. We are, just like we saw some people on the Bucs at home against the Panthers. But the Falcons are playable as the likely division winners. Falcons essentially put the Buccaneers away and their season with a victory. Falcons won in Tampa earlier this year on a coup field goal. Who is now the holder of the highest career field goal percentage after the Tucker miss a couple weeks ago. So that covers about every game. I didn't mean to cover every game, but I essentially did. I at least mentioned every game. You have questions? You want a second opinion? I'm here. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Man, if you made it this far, especially after some recent weeks where we had some major, major losses by teams that had a high percentage invested in them. Congrats for getting this far. Let's see if we can get you to the end and win it all. The Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast. Again, my email is right.todd@yahoo.com if you'd like a second opinion. The Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Talk to you next week. Good luck.